Welcome back to another episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I'm the NFL editor for SportsAuthentic.com. It's a great website. You should all subscribe.
Do it.
Especially because it's preseason and we're offering a 99-cent deal for the first month. Yeah.
Did I mention you should do it?
You should do it. And use promo code LA Confidential to get 10% off the monthly, yearly, and lifetime packages, which is it's a great time for the site. I mean, I'm writing again. I've had pieces to go about Steven Jackson's retirement. I finally up my finally wrote my long apology to Robert Woods.
Finally.
Oh, yeah, it happened. Let's see. We have a whole bunch of fantasy stuff going up right now. A lot of Chargers content, if that's your thing. But if you don't like football, we also are covering the Dodgers, Lakers, Clippers, all LA sports. So today, in lieu of having Brian on, well, we have Wes first. I'll say hi, Wes.
Hi, Wes.
We have a returning guest from the early days before people actually listened. Shout out Nick O'Connor. Thank you for listening. from an undisclosed location in beautiful Sand Canyon, California, please welcome back to the program, Armando Camarillo.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen?
How's it going, Mondo?
Going good.
All right. We got a lot today. We got a lot of football stuff because the season's heating up. We got a little bit of LA sports news, a little bit of superhero shit, and then we get to do our top five this week, which is the Nicktoons top five in honor of the Rocko's Modern Life and Invader Zim movies on Netflix next week.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo!
Cannot wait for that.
I know. Anyway, let's start off with the NFL news. So Tom Brady signed kind of an extension this week.
And that was inevitable.
Well, wait, but the fun part is it's not guaranteed for the next year or the year after. So he's getting all his money this year, and he and Giselle put their $39 million mansion in Massachusetts up for sale.
Retirement talks?
Or the Patriots are like, hey, man, like, here's your money. Look, if you want to play next year, we'll fine, but we're not going to be doing it here.
Yeah.
I wonder if every year that Tom Brady plays extra, that Brett Favre is just sitting somewhere, just, you know, in his chair drinking and just saying, man, I still got it. I can come back.
You know he is.
I'm already in the Hall of Fame. They can't take that away from me.
Yeah.
I got my jacket. Who wants a comeback? Hey, Michael Jordan flirted with it at 50. Why not?
Yeah, not to mention he had a great wedding, too. So.
He did have a great wedding. The best wedding. Well, I do think it would be interesting if, like, you know, what they do whatever they do next year, and then it's like, well, Tom, thanks for everything, and it's like, well, where's Tom Brady going to go? And it's like, he's going to be 42, guys. Like, what? I don't know. Does he go to, like, Miami or something?
Just so he can show the Patriots. Like, you shouldn't have cut me.
Plus, that's where all retirees go from the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true.
Go to Miami.
Well, what would be really funny is apparently he was a 49ers fan growing up. Like, I know Jimmy G's there.
No. But, you know, they can't. No.
That would suck for Jimmy G, though.
Be like, hey, can you take a seat?
Hey, Jimmy, I know it's going to be year three of your mega extension and stuff, but look, you only get one chance to sign a 42-year-old quarterback, and you got to do it.
And I'm the GOAT, man. You can't deny the GOAT.
Yeah, I'm coming in with my 7 rings.
Yeah.
I know they won 6, but I'm making a prediction. It's fine.
No.
You bat rastered.
Look, I don't want it to happen, so the more I put it out in the world, the more it won't, because that's how things go with me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That works.
I'll get behind that.
I don't know. Look how many times I've tried to speak things into the world and they crater on me. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, the Rams Super Bowl, Dodgers World Series.
Yeah, the odds are stacking
my own personal happiness and prosperity. The more you speak things into the world, the more the world burns you. The more the world treats you like shit for trying to make things happen. Anyway, Dante Foreman was cut by the Houston Texans this week and quickly scooped up by the Colts.
I mean, solid pickup, I think.
The Texans can't really say he underperformed. I mean, he did, but it's because their line is so shitty.
Yeah.
So I think, like, if he gets behind Quentin Nelson for, you know, the rest of his run, he could do something.
Yeah. But what are you going to do with... is he going to be the pass-catching back behind Marlon Mack? Or?
Probably. I mean... Look, Marlon Mack's not good.
They have Hines for that, and I believe, what's his name, Wilkins. That's why I thought it was a really weird signing, but then I also forgot that they signed a Spencer Ware. I don't know if you guys knew that, but
Oh my god, they did?
Yep.
I legitimately forgot about that.
That's why they wanted more depth, but Well,
they're probably just creating competition for the for that second and third string spot.
Yeah, they can always cut people. Yeah, at the end of the month, they can always just cut people. They're like, well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I wouldn't really worry about it from a fantasy standpoint, because that's, I know that's where your head's at.
Yeah, you hear that? Marvel back orders? 24/7.
Yeah. 24/7, 365. Let me just...
I think Cole sounds a little more worried about Andrew Luck's cast, because it's been lingering for like 3 months now, so...
Eh, look, you know, he recovered from that shoulder thing just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he was out for 2 years.
Well, and look what he did when he came back, huh? He's like, look, guys...
No, he came out guns a-blazing, for sure.
Look, you guys, I'm going to go heal. You guys just figure it out. Build a team around me. Maybe give me a line. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
When I come, and look what they did. They built a line around him.
When I come back, I want a line, damn it. Yeah. Or I don't know. The shoulder's just going to keep hurting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Coach, my back.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, hopefully Dante Foreman works out. I was kind of rooting for him. But, let's get on our hiking boots, put on our Timberlands, and head up to Rams Ridge.
All
right. This week, Rams Ridge, sponsored by In-N-Out, not sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger. We love Jesus and our customers equally. That's why we're open on Sunday. Suck at Chick-fil-A.
Stop trying to drag the good name of Chick-fil-A down.
They're dragging themselves down their bland-ass chicken, and you know I'm right.
I know you're wrong, because Chick-fil-A is good.
We're not doing this again.
Hey, you're the one that brought it up. I'm just defending it.
All I'm gonna say is that for the heftier man, it usually doesn't fill you up, so you have to get two chicken sandwiches and throw that out there.
I know, but I like my chicken to have flavor. Anyway, yeah.
It does have flavor.
I'm just saying, we had the same kind of chicken sandwiches at Rosedale.
Yeah, but those chicken sandwiches are still alive, and you had to pin them down.
That's fine. All right, anyway, the only bit of Ram news is they have released their first depth chart of 2019. I know you guys are all waiting at bated breath for them to release it. But a couple interesting things. For one thing, apparently Todd Gurley is starting at running back. No, but seriously.
He's starting on the medical list?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's buried by all those millions. Anyway, now the big question was what the Rams are going to do with their front seven, and... you know, no one knows who is going to be taking over the Ndamukong Suh spot, but apparently we have an answer. Sebastian Joseph Day, second-year player. I thought it was going to be rookie Gray Gaines, but nope, Sebastian Joseph Day. I did not see that coming.
I know, totally.
I don't think he saw that coming either.
No, and also their interior linebackers, Micah Kizer, and if I'm reading this correctly,
I like to think I am.
Actually, no, Micah Kizer is the only one that made it on there. I thought someone else on there earlier in the week, but they took him out.
Mark Barron.
No, Mark Barron. Is he even employed?
I think he's with the Steelers? Or maybe Tennessee?
No, I think you're right, the Steelers.
Okay.
We'll get to it in a minute, because, oof, poor Steelers. But anyway, Micah Kizer getting the nod at inside linebacker with Corey Littleton's kind of a surprise. I didn't see that coming either. But good for them. He'll be playing with Clay Matthews and Dante Fowler.
There we go.
Yeah, that sounds like a sexy lineup right there.
Hey, man, it could be good. I mean, if they have some stability in their front seven, they won't get run over like five times a year. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But then right behind Michael Brockers on the defensive end is Jonathan Franklin Myers, who did have a sack in the Super Bowl. We should state that. And I think he had
a performance.
Hey, he did pretty well. No, mm-hmm. Like their defensive line had a good game. It was just, you know, the offense didn't show up.
They were still in the locker room.
As we well documented, we've said it many times, the offense didn't show up. The defense actually played really well, and then it just broke at the end.
They were still in New Orleans.
Well, what are you going to do? they had to report. They had to go to court.
Yeah.
After, yeah, let's not relive that horrible day.
I will say, the judge throwing that out made me so happy. I really wanted him to be there and give the Billy Madison speech. Like, not only am I throwing this out, but may God have mercy on your souls. We're done here. We're done here. Gah!
Yeah, I'm excited for Cooper Kupp. Hopefully,
he's
healthy.
Well, he's catching balls in camp all week. It's been looking good. He just took a hit. He said he felt great. I'm encouraged.
I mean, we'll see when the season comes around, but.
Well, you know, you gotta start somewhere.
I've got high hopes for Cooper.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Then on offense, nothing really eventful. It's pretty much the same group as last year, which I guess is a good thing. I mean, it's nice to have Cooper Kupp back.
Yeah.
He was a hot red zone target, so Goff's number should actually go up if he stays healthy and Goff shows up like last year. So,
what was a little surprising is Daryl Henderson didn't crack the depth chart. I'm a little concerned now. Because everyone's like, oh, Daryl Henderson, man, he's going to be the change-up guy. They throw him in there and watch out. But they're going with Malcolm Brennan and John Kelly as the second and third. Malcolm Brennan, yeah, but Kelly, I'm not sure. I don't know. Long preseason.
Yeah, it's still 4 weeks.
All right, and anyway, let's see. That's all the depth chart stuff I got. Now we'll get to the corral in a second. But that was Rams Ridge. That's right, Rams Ridge, not brought to you by Tommy Burger. Tommy Burger looks the same going in as it does coming out.
Ain't that the truth?
Anyway, now let's step into the Cowboy Corral. Not brought to you by Whataburger. Whataburger, stop calling us this in and out of the Southwest. Stop it. Stop it.
So good.
Where do you want to start with Cowboy Corral? We want to start with Zach Martin?
Zach Martin, right?
Yeah. How's he doing? I just saw that his back got hurt, but is any updates?
MRI said that it was negative, so it's just a matter of just him resting, and, you know, he'll be ready for the season opener.
Good.
I mean, you don't really need that offensive line out there during the preseason. You want those those backups to kind of get more reps, like McGovern and Connor Williams and
Lyle Collins.
Yeah.
Who else we need out there?
Not for the preseason. What are you nuts?
Oh no, not for preseason. I mean for week one though.
Well, I don't know if you'll have him for week eight, much less week one. He seems like he's playing hardball.
Could be.
Yeah, that whole Zeke holdout is just.
I didn't think he had it in him. I was surprised.
I know, and especially for him to come out and say, like, oh, hey, I'm not going to play a regular season game until I get a new contract. And look, I get it. You've been the leading rusher 2 out of the 3 years you've been in the league.
But he's got 2 years left on this deal, though. That's a little...
I know, it's... But again, like, I was talking with another Cowboy fan this morning about, not you, Armando, but someone else, about, look at the Emmitt Smith deal holdout.
That's a different time, though. Emmitt was more important in relation to the rest of that offense than Zeke is to his. I know it sounds like blasphemy, but like running backs in general, running backs aren't as important as they were in '92.
Exactly, but it's that same kind of principle. Like, hey, you know, led the league. Well, principle in the fact that they both led the league in rushing, but different in the facts that obviously they went on to win the Super Bowl.
I think that's the only leverage he has is like, hey, Jerry, you're going to live long enough to see Super Bowl? I don't know.
Yeah. I hope so.
He's 75. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, time comes for all of us.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of all he's got because it's like, cool, hold out, then you're on your fifth-year option. Cool story.
You know, hold out. I mean, I will say the only bright spot is that we the rookie running back we drafted, Tony Picard?
Sure.
I don't know. We got another one named Fuller, right, or something like that?
I think that's what I'm thinking of. You know, he's looking hot in camp, and he was going to be like the change of pace back, and from what... I haven't been to the training camp yet. I'm planning on going on Tuesday. Yeah, so we'll get an in-depth look at...
You're going to take notes.
Yeah,
if I get a mic, I'll go there and try and record something.
Okay, that's fine.
But,
hey, if you can get someone to talk to us, fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that Kellen Moore is trying to incorporate a two-back set.
Uh-huh.
In terms of, like, not like a running back and a fullback, but like two running backs.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, so...
He's really innovating.
Well, I mean, especially with Kellen Moore, he was, you know, going back to his college days, he just collected playbooks, and that's all he talked about was just different schemes and plays. Okay. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see what he brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
you know, maybe we needed that new younger blood to kind of rejuvenate the...
I don't know, or it could just be like when in Boogie Nights when Burt Reynolds has to replace Dirk Diggler with Johnny Doe.
Yeah.
You know?
The limo scene?
You know, you'll live.
Yeah.
You'll live.
Yeah.
And you go from Brock Landers to Brock Carters. It's just not going to work. I don't know.
I mean, there's only one way to find out.
What say you, Mondo? Where are you at on this holdout?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of in between because of this, like you were saying, man, running back, they use them so much now. I mean, you know, so many touches and all that, and it wouldn't surprise me in like a couple of years from now they end up start doing like the whole 1-2 punch, which I know some teams do, like the Saints and the Falcons before, you know, Freeman got hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the Giants with Jacobs and Bradshaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Thunder and Lightning.
It's just. I wonder if there's a way where both sides, like, because it's ridiculous, man. Like, the whole holdout thing, like, I don't know. He's got to think about himself. He's young, but it's just, like, it kind of sucks because, like, the team, too, you know, and it kind of just makes it seem like he doesn't care about the team, but it's a business as well, so it's kind of tough, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah.
And I want him to stay, but, you know, like, it doesn't help that the rumors say that, you know, Jerry's like, oh, I'm not going to set the mark here.
Not even a rumor, he said it.
Yeah, like both him and Steven said it. And I guess the front office is frustrated because they've offered contracts to Dak, Amari, and Zeke that would pay them top five in their respective position classes, where Zeke would be the second highest paid running back, I think, behind Le'Veon. Or whoever the number one.
I think Gurley first.
Okay, so behind Gurley.
That's... And, you know, that's not a great contract. I can't defend that contract at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're frustrated because they feel like they've offered fair contracts in terms of, like, hey, you're going to be a top five guy. Mm-hmm. And yet they haven't heard any feedback.
So do you think he... Because I know they're not going to come away with all three. I know that. But is Zeke going to be the odd man out then? And if so, like, we talked about this last week, but, like, what kind of value could you get for him, do you think?
I mean, honestly, like... You can get good value for Zeke in terms of, like, you know, maybe, like, two first-rounders. But if I'm the opposite team, I'm sitting there going, look, he hasn't had the cleanest track record in the offseason.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, a first and, like, a third or something like that.
But then you also got to, you know, guarantee him that, hey, when you get here, we're going to sign you a new deal.
Yeah, which...
One
of my customers who's a Rams fan yesterday said, oh, so Zeke is going to the Colts?
And I don't think so. Like, they did, like, you know, Chris Ballard seems like he's fiscally responsible. Look what he didn't do this offseason.
Yeah.
He didn't spend money like Jim Irsay after getting a duffel bag full of Oxy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I know, like, they've all come out saying, like, we can afford all three players, but realistically... Yeah,
because then it's not just the three players. We talked about this last week. You have guys on defense that are going to be up, and your line.
Yep.
I don't know. Well, if you had to get rid of one of them, Mondo, who would you keep? Or who would you get rid of? Like, who's the odd man out of those three?
Out of those three, which one?
Yeah, Dak, Amari, and Zeke.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, assuming you're like, well, we have to keep who do we think gets to stay last week? Byron Jones?
Yeah, Byron Jones. What is it? We could get him for the fifth year, right?
He's already on his fifth year option.
Oh shit!
Yeah, this would be his last year.
Woo.
So
yeah, he's a really good corner, but you know, there's always people that say like that Tennessee corner they got, like, I don't know, like 70. He's like the highest paid corner in the league right now.
Malcolm Brown,
The Super Bowl hero.
He's really good, but I was just like, man, would you pay that much for a corner? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I heard a fun one, like Zeke for Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, man.
I mean, you still have to pay Jalen Ramsey because he's also on his fifth year, but that's beside the point. He'll take his Brinks truck from Jacksonville to to Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to leave one player out, like, I would say probably Amari.
Wow!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just because...
But he saved Jason Garrett's job last year.
I know.
And Dak's reputation.
I know. And the only reason why I say Amari is because the quarterback position is really hard to get. And we've got Like, I trust Dak and like Dak as a player.
I can't wait to hear the counterpoint on this, but I'll wait.
So, it's just a matter of... And the team is built around Zeke. We're built to run.
Okay.
And, yes, Amari saved the season. And he did.
Do you remember what you were before the trade?
Oh, I remember.
Remember how dark that got?
Yep.
All the mean Jason Garrett jokes we used to make every Sunday?
Yeah. It's just a matter of... In terms of those three positions, I think wide receivers come around more often than running backs and and quarterbacks. I almost said receivers.
All right.
Running backs and quarterbacks.
Counterpoint?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I we've had this conversation, not here, but...
Well, that's why you're here.
I don't know what to think about Dak, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not 100% confident in him. And obviously, Zeke would be the one I would keep. But the other one, like, I don't know. I don't feel right saying Amari either. Because, yeah, he's got some wheels and some juice. But, I mean, I don't know if I could see him as consistent, you know? I mean, also, you know,
do it for a full year, I guess, because...
I mean, I will say, like, that's kind of been, like, Amari's, like, Achilles heel, is that, like, he hasn't had... He hasn't really been consistent in terms of, like, his career.
Well, I can't really hold the Oakland stuff against him, knowing what we know about Oakland. Like, it's hard. Like, with Oakland, I grade everybody except for Derek Carr on a curve. It's like, well, you know, you were the fucking Raiders. Like, you can only do so well there. I mean, oy.
True, but, like, look when he came out in the league, was, you know, a stud, and then...
Well, he was an Alabama guy. He was right after... He was supposed to be the next Atlanta receiver.
Julio Jones.
There we go.
Calvin Ridley.
God. It's been a long day. Fucking awesome.
But, I mean... He's had, like, ups and downs. I mean, you could say the same thing about Dak. But I just think, personally, finding a good quarterback is really hard to come by.
Yeah, because some teams have been searching forever.
Exactly. Like, Miami.
Miami's the Arizona. Tennessee. Jacksonville.
Yeah. Oakland.
I hope. Yeah, it's just, and then what concerns me too is that, like, I'm sorry, but, like, Dak, we already saw a small sample, like, without Zeke, but we also didn't have Amari Cooper, so, I don't know, it wasn't good, so, like, imagine if he has a crappy season, and then we end up, you know, paying him a crap ton, and, it makes my head hurt just thinking about it, you know?
Well, and, like, yes, okay. So based off of the quarterback market now, like, we'd have to pay him at least, like, $30 million.
That's is Carson the bar there now?
I mean, honestly, like, if you're looking, like, career-wise between the two, like...
No, I'm just talking about just market value.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that where we're looking?
If we can get that same deal around that same kind of, like, language, I think that would be a fair contract.
No, I mean...
Well, granted, like, he's going to sit there and argue, like, look... Between the two quarterbacks, between him and Wentz, he's had a more successful career thus far.
Well, they both have started the same amount of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Suck it, Brian.
No.
You know, Dak obviously has more playoff experience.
Which is really funny when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
It kind of is, because, like, Wentz has a Super Bowl ring, but no playoff game started.
Yeah. But, like, you look at like, completion percentage and touchdowns versus interceptions. Like, Dak is obviously is the better candidate, but, and he has obviously more wins. I can't see justifying paying, like, resetting the quarterback market on Dak just yet. Yeah. Like, if we had a couple more years,
you don't.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if we had a couple more years and he continued trending up like that, then, that absolutely reset the market.
Those years don't get anymore.
I know, but if he's like Russell Wilson and that Aaron Rodgers type.
Well, Russell Wilson was a bargain from the jump.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is that, like...
Okay. You know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
if this is like his second contract, absolutely reset the market. Okay. The first one, no, not yet. I would say pay him between like the 30, low end 30.
He's not going to say it that way.
I know.
He's not going to say it that way. It's like, hey, man, like, I'm the star of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, you guys haven't had a good quarterback since
Romo.
You know.
Which has only been like
a year or two. Well, yeah, you know what I mean? But like, good Romo.
He was getting better as time went on. It's just his body wasn't there.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm the star now.
Romo's
like,
my boy.
I'm your future.
Dude, Romo is so, like, smart, too. But it's just, like, I don't know what it was, like, on the field. I mean, not all the time, but it's just, he wasn't consistent either. But, I mean, man, you would see those games, like, geez.
Well, that Broncos-Cowboys game.
Up, when he won against Peyton Manning, I forgot what year it was, but he both threw, what, like, 500 yards?
Yeah, he set the Cowboys record for most yards in a game. I think total it was damn near 100 points.
Yeah.
It was like 99 points or something like that.
No, I know, but you just see Dak being like, hey, man, like, I'm the future. Like, what are you going to do? What do you do? Find another quarterback? Go ahead. Good luck.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's just a tough situation we're in, Coach.
Well, where do you see this going? Like, honestly, like, by September, by the time the season starts, what's your first game against the Giants again this year?
Yeah. Okay, of course.
But by the time New York rolls around, what's happening? Is anybody signed? Is Zeke in pads? What's happening?
I'm hoping that we at least get one done.
Whomever that one is, it's gonna matter. It's gonna have ripple effects.
Yeah, honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they got Zeke's deal done first.
Wow.
Just so they get him there to camp.
I don't see it. I honestly see him going Bell on this one.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate because it's like, with Bell, like, Bell's
to show up for like week 10 or something, and then like something about, like, he can do it all over again the following year or hold out or whatever.
He can. I wouldn't advise it, but he can.
Yeah.
I mean, Bell thought it was a good idea. Bell told Zeke to go get his money. You saw that?
Yeah. And I know everyone's, like, sitting there supporting Zeke in terms of, you know, Eric Dickerson and the Juice.
Well, once you've got OJ on your side,
yeah,
you've got all that, the high ground in the world.
Yep, that cracked me up when I saw that. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a crappy situation, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where Jerry and Steven go with this. So, it's just, it's rough.
I'm nauseous the entire time until we find out what happens, and even then I'm going to probably either be upset or...
Well,
let's just say I'm on a nice Corona diet right now.
Yeah. Anything else before we leave the corral?
Yeah, I guess.
Any happier news?
Yeah. Xavier Woods, our safety, is looking like a stud. Like, he's looking like the best player in camp right now. So
okay.
That's good.
All right, that's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get a ball hawk in our secondary, that'd be great because we haven't had one since.
Hey, Eric Berry's still out there.
Well, they did just sign a safety. I posted in chat.
I forget.
Yeah, he was a former Seahawk, though.
Okay, well.
So, and Chris Richard guy, so. But if we can sit there and get a nice, like.
Where's he coaching next year? He almost lost him to Miami, I'm just saying.
Like, I know.
If they have another 12-4 year, I think he's gone.
Yeah. Well, either that or Marinelli steps down and they promote him.
Marinelli doesn't step down.
I know he's not going to step down, but it'd be nice to see.
Well, I don't know. It'd be like, cool. I could be the defensive coordinator or, you know, I don't know. Who's going to have an opening next year?
Miami?
No. It's his first. What's his face? His first year. They're not gonna, they're told him it's a long haul thing.
Oh,
when the Houston job opens up next year.
Oh, yeah. You got Houston. Let's see.
It will open
Redskins.
Up. Oh, yeah.
Maybe Vikings if they tank.
Ooh.
I mean, I would hate to see that to Zimmer.
The Vikings tanking.
No. I mean, Kyle Rudolph said he and Cousins have been building more chemistry. What the hell's the matter with you?
You playing against Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins.
Dalvin could just stay healthy. That would help them a lot. That's the thing is.
Hey, they fixed their line, but we'll get there in the coming weeks. But all right, Chris Richard will have some options next year. I'm sure there'll be jobs open.
Yep.
All right, is there anything else for the Corral before we step out and get to the other NFL stuff?
Yeah, Eagles suck.
Eagles suck.
Yeah, I said it, Brian. I know you're not here to defend yourself, but suck it.
I hope Michael Gallup takes a step up, and I know Randall Cobb, which I think people forget, but I think he's only like 27.
Like, yeah.
Plays
like
he's
30. It does feel like that.
And he wasn't part of that Super Bowl team with the Packers.
That's right, he wasn't.
Which is crazy. I thought he was.
I know, I did too. But, you know, and then once they cut Tave on Austin, they'll be all good to go.
Yeah, I mean, they have a rookie that's been shining too, Jonvea Johnson.
Oh, okay.
So he's looking like a stud. So.
All right. Well, next week you'll be reporting from your observations of Cowboys camp.
Yeah, hopefully we can go. Because it will be going Tuesday, which is my son Zach's first day back from school. So we're going to pick him up and go after.
Okay.
I mean, that's the plan. But we'll see if that
still happens. Well, I'm jealous because I can't go. Anyway, I can't go to my camp or yours. You're going to be in Texas?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm leaving tomorrow to El Paso.
To do what?
Yeah, we're going to go to El Paso. We're going to go visit my grandma.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
I won't make the joke, I promise. We're here for El Paso. Anyway, that was Cowboy Corral, not brought to you by Whataburger. Whataburger keeping Bobby Hill a Husky since
1997. Yes.
All right, and now I'm just going to clear out for this next part because it's just you. It's all you, Mondo. So the Dodgers have a bunch of injuries.
Yeah.
Who's hurt?
Putting it very, very lightly, you know.
Who's hurt?
I think the real question is who isn't hurt.
I think the question is who's not hurt.
Ooh, jinx.
Jinxies. He did say.
So basically, let's go down. Who's AJ Pollock? I believe he has a groin strain. Chris Taylor.
Kike.
Who else? Ross Stripling. Which, okay. I mean, don't get me started on her pitchers. I mean, the huge ones like Davis Freeze, man. That guy.
I know. Mr. Freeze is hurt.
Yeah, I guess it's a 10-day, but still, hopefully he gets back in there. Of course, our ace, he's been having a solid year, Ryu. You know?
Oh, yeah, that one hurt. I'm like, God damn it, Ryu's hurt?
Ryu,
Hadouken.
Yeah, thank you, that's where I was going with it.
Luckily, it's a 10-day, so hopefully, you know, he'll be back.
Well, thank God. Thank God. I was going to say, thank God they made all those moves to the deadline so that they're covered for situations like this.
I know, right? They made so many moves.
I do. I will say, as much as we complain about the Dodgers, and we do, they are, 17 and a half, 18 games up in their division?
Yeah.
I know. I know. I'm just saying, like, it's hard to be that mad. Like, I could be an Angels fan right now and just be depressed.
Sergeant, man, like, imagine if we make it to the three in a row World Series, and like, I'm telling you, like, our bullpen, like, I'm not confident, man. Like, I feel like last year's bullpen, and we would complain about them, was a little bit better. They were doing better, especially our closer. I don't know what the hell Jansen fell off the planet.
It's his heart.
Yeah. Rich Hill, as much as I don't like him, I mean, but he's been gone for like, but his is like 60 days. I mean, geez, I don't know when he's gonna come back. Well, it's in September, but. Yeah.
I don't know. I want them to get to the playoffs in relative health and just burn to the NL and God help us with the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, Verdugo, I forgot, was recently hurt, right? He's going to be on Sunday also.
Yep. I mean, they swept the cards tonight, so that was pretty cool, but, you know.
Yeah, that guy, it's got to be, man. That guy's been tearing it up. I mean, they started scoring once they put that freaking reliever in with Sam Garcia, and that's the reason why they scored that one run.
Hey, their 10th walk-off of the season, that might be worth something.
Yeah.
We don't go down without a fight.
he's been playing pretty good. I mean, we're in a slump a little bit, but, it's just going to the bullpen, that makes me nervous. But,
I know.
You know it's bad, but Bias is apparently like the most consistent one out of all of them. So you're just like,
God. All right, move off from the Dodgers. The NBA released their Christmas schedule, and the only game I care about, Lakers-Clippers, as it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about, what was the other one that I thought was really random? People were like, what the heck? It was like Boston and, was it Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of
like...
Well, defending champs, even though they're not going to really be what they were last year by a long shot. Yeah, they get a Christmas game because they won the title. Like, it's only fair.
Yeah, man, this Laker Clipper thing is real, man. Like, I remember I was driving and I already saw like a billboard. Like,
I've seen like several Kawhi Paul George billboards. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of. Yeah, he's making it really hard to like not like him anymore because like I heard what was that little clip, basically saying like what was it like who's better, and then he said something about like oh the Clippers been better, and it's just like all right, take it easy.
Those Clipper fans like, oh, we're coming for you. Like, win fucking something. Like, I don't know, maybe get to a conference finals before you start getting chatty. Like, I'm sorry, Paul George is coming off 2 shoulder surgeries and won't be there for Christmas, probably. And Kawhi...
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's why, I mean, that's cool that Paul George is there, but, like, I mean, like I said, like you said, like, I don't know, I think it's a little overhyped because of the whole, like, you know, these injuries, like, kind of thrown out, so that's why I was... Like, that was the reason why you went to the Clipper. Like, because you brought it, I don't know, it was really weird.
What now, Lakers? Yeah, what now? It's a Clipper town. Like, okay, call me when you win 16 titles. I'll be waiting.
Give them the next 16 years. They're going to sign, keep extending Kawhi.
No, they're on, he and George are on 2-year, 3-year deals with a 30-year option. That makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah, they're going to sit there and keep re-signing those type of deals and win the next 16 NBA championships.
That's what
just
it's
to
be.
Prove that the Lakers were wrong.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's how it's going to go.
I'm calling it now, just like how I called the finals. In like 2.5 games.
Yeah, I was going to say, 2.5, you're like, all right, Toronto.
Toronto, 2.5.
And then the last thing I want to bring up with the Lakers is they released the All-Decade team, and Kobe made third, and apparently people were upset about it.
Yeah, he should have been like number one.
No.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, I didn't know about that list until you told me about it, and I looked it up, and I was just, what? I mean, this could be biased, because, you know, I'm a Laker fan, but, I mean, what? Like,
I mean, I will say, you know, after the title in 2010, it did kind of go off a cliff for a little while. I mean, the numbers are still there, but the team wasn't good, but... So that's probably where the third comes in. It's like, well, he did end up passing Jordan on the scoring list, and you know, he had 60 points in his last game. Like, I don't know who would I have put over him.
Yeah,
I mean,
did you see the All-Decade second team? I mean, what is that guy Duke Mello and what's his name? The guy that he played for Detroit now, I'm blanking on his name. Blake Griffin. I was like, what?
Really?
Hold on. I guess it was good back then, but.
I mean, but even then, like, what were his highs?
Like, I mean, his highs, apparently, according to this, he was averaging 21 points a game, which is pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Plus 9 rebounds, so, I mean, yeah, there was a point where he was, you know, wait, pretty decent. Once he started getting hurt, but, I mean, I guess that's anyone, but...
Let me pull up the list again. I forgot who else is on there with, Okay, so the first team I totally get, Curry, Harden, LeBron, Durant, Kawhi. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't really fight that one. Then you got Paul, Westbrook, okay. Anthony Davis, all right, I guess. Blake Griffin and Melo, iffy. Then you get the third, so okay, Wade, Kobe, Paul George, really?
Marcus Aldridge.
And Giannis already made it, huh? Okay. Well, I guess the Paul George thing, I'm like, well, I guess you're counting the Indiana years, which people forget were actually really good. And they did almost, they took Miami to really tough East Finals that one year, but, I mean, who would you put over Kobe? I mean, the only defensible one would be, like, Clay. That's about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, because who else has won something? And, like, when Max Kellerman was like, oh, I wouldn't put him on that, I'd put him on the all-decade worst team. Like, fuck you, Max. Like, okay, buddy. I mean, he did win a title that decade, and then, you know, did what he did. I mean, fine, the Lakers were a joke for the last 3 years of his career, but he still played his ass off.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm moving off of this. Mondo, you can go have an Eskimo pie. We're going to produce some superhero shit real fast, and then we'll bring you back in for the last bit. All right,
sounds good.
All right, so Wes, earlier this week, Taron Egerton was out and about. They asked him if he's going to be if interested in playing Wolverine when they reboot the X-Men. He said no. Good for him.
Yeah. I don't want any part of that right now.
Well, my thing is, if you're going to reboot the X-Men, don't do it. You don't need Wolverine again. Like, you could just do it, you know, introduce him later.
Well, and last time I checked, X-Men didn't hinge on just Wolverine. Like, yes, he's a cool character and all that, but there's more than just...
Yeah, like, they struck gold, like, in 2000 with Hugh Jackman.
How's your pie?
Here's your pie. And, you know, like, fine, the first one was built around Wolverine because he was the most popular character on the cartoon, but you can do other things now. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, they have a plethora of different characters that they can do.
And you can even, you know, work on rebuilding Cyclops because poor James Marsden didn't get shit to do.
I know. That guy's just a treasure.
But we don't have to worry about that for a while. And he also said no more Elton John songs in the Sing sequel. Which, fair enough. He'd done enough.
Yeah.
He's done enough, Elton. My boy Kevin Conroy, a.k.a. the greatest Batman of all time.
I'd say this is probably, like, the headline of the superhero.
Well, no, the Deadpool thing I want to get into a little bit, because...
Well, okay, but, like, this whole crisis on Infinite Earths...
I know!
For the CW crossover...
I know!
I get, like, anytime you're like, ending a series, you obviously want to go all out, but... Like, this Infinite Earth, this crisis is going to be, like, this is crazy.
I know.
Like, the amount of people that they're getting to come back, in terms of, you got...
Burt Ward coming back as Robin, which is bananas.
Him. Now you have Kevin Conroy finally playing a live-action Batman.
Bruce Wayne. They said
Bruce Wayne. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And then you have Brandon... So-and-so, who plays the Atom on...
Brandon Ralph.
Thank you.
Show some goddamn respect.
I forgot his last name. Cut me some slack. And he's coming back to reprise his role as Superman. they said that they're going to get Linda Carter back for Wonder Woman.
Is that someone's going to be playing the Batman from Batman Beyond, that kid?
Oh, Terry McGinnis?
There we go.
I hadn't heard that story, but they have
a Terry McGinnis, which makes sense, which is why you have Conroy as Bruce Wayne.
Exactly. And I saw a concept art of him as, like, old man Bruce Wayne. Like, whew.
I know.
Like, I can't wait for it. For this.
I know. I got the vapors.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to sit down for that one.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, and they announced that they're gonna have they're gonna introduce Black Lightning into this. Or tie Black Lightning into Arrowverse, so...
And Batwoman, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they kind of did last year, but now with her series.
Like, now you don't have the backdoor pilot, she can do her own thing, and she's going to have her series in conjunction.
Exactly.
I think it got its full season order. That's the other thing. HBO Max, that's going to be the exclusive streaming home for all the CW shows going forward.
Okay.
but yeah, that's... The Crisis on Infinite Earth is going to be sick.
Yeah, I'm... It's going to be sad to see Arrow end.
But it should. It should. And, you know, Amal's done all he could.
Yeah, I mean, Casey Jones definitely did his part.
Oof.
Out of brain Ninja Turtle reference.
I know, but oof.
He wasn't a good Casey Jones, but...
Well, look, you know...
That was at the peak of Arrow mania.
I know, that was a shot. And the last little bit, David Leitch, who's currently plugging Hobbs and Shaw... was talking about Deadpool coming into the MCU, and he said something that made people very upset, but it might not mean anything, that, like, well, you can have Deadpool PG-13 in the MCU.
Well, here's, like, yeah, he made that comment, but let's remember, like, a couple weeks ago, Kevin Feige, the head of the MCU.
Just Marvel.
Yeah.
Mr. Marvel.
Exactly. He came out and said, look, when they announced the acquisition of Fox and Deadpool and all the characters, they're like, we're not changing Deadpool. Like, we're keeping him rated R.
Now, I do think that if you were to do any crossovers, they would make the joke that he can't do it. That he can't, like, swear. They'll just, like, beep it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they might bring back that, like, the whole Captain America and Age of Ultron, like, watch your mouth type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some character's going to bleep that out.
Sure.
Like, maybe Falcon or
right,
something.
Right, right. But when he's on his own, it'll be... pure uncut Wade Wilson.
Exactly. So, I mean, I know people are, like, all uproar, like, no, they can't sit there and change Deadpool like that. Like, they're not going to. They're not stupid. They understand the formula that's got them here.
Yep.
They're not going to change it now.
No, like, they're already doing a lot more ambitious stuff. They're going to, like, keep Deadpool rated R. Like, why not? Like, who's going to stop them? They haven't had a bomb yet.
Exactly.
Like, that's
how dare you test the Ryan Reynolds?
You can't. It can't be done.
Well, and first off, like, Deadpool and Deadpool 2 are, like, one of the highest rated R films of all time.
That's very true.
So, why would they sit there and go, oh, you know what? Hey, let's change it to PG-13 and try and take over
They're not going to do that. All right, any other superhero shit you want to bring up before we get into the entertainment news?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, so Disney Plus threw their junk down on the table and said we're owning the streaming wars
yet again.
So, yet again.
I mean, they already had my money when they announced that they were doing Disney Plus.
Yeah, well, first they're like, all right, cool. Here's our first bundle. You get Disney Plus, Hulu with ads. And ESPN Plus for $12.99 a month.
Or if you want to pay for the year, it's $69, a very sexy $69.99.
Nice. So that was already one thing. You're like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Two, they announced that for their streaming service, they're developing reboots of Fox hits, which that's got to burn. Because they shut down the Fox... they shut down the Fox development pipeline, which that sucks.
Yeah.
But they are rebooting Home Alone, Night at the Museum, Cheaper by the Dozen, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid for the streaming service, which... I know, well, look, it's...
Hey, remakes are hot right now, so it was bound to happen.
Well, look, you need the content, and they have the best library of anybody.
Yeah.
And also, they're working on a... I don't know if it's going to be for Disney Plus or for just Disney, but the live action/animated... Great Mouse Detective, which I could be in for, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to wait to see on that.
I mean, I love me some Great Mouse Detective, but you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're also on ABC. They're going to have a live action Little Mermaid performance with Ali Kavala from Moana as Ariel.
Okay.
Queen Latifah is going to be Ursula. So the internet wins.
Yeah.
And as Sebastian, Shaggy.
What?
Yeah. Look.
Is that confirmed?
That is 1,000% confirmed. It's going to be on ABC in October. But
wow, that's actually pretty cool.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be all in on that one.
Because the rumor is for the live action Disney one, like the real movie, it's going to be John Legend, but I don't think that's been confirmed yet.
No, I don't think they've. I think they've only just announced. Because
we don't have any
Melissa McCarthy as right?
No, you have Ariel that blew up the internet for about a week.
Oh yeah.
You have Awkwafina as Scuttle, and then Allegedly, Harry Styles is going to be your Prince Eric, but I don't think he's signed yet.
I hope he doesn't.
And they don't have a director yet, so. But anyway, also Disney, since they own FX, announced that Atlanta has been renewed for a fourth season even before their third season's debuted.
Yeah,
Disney owns FX too?
Yeah, that's part of the Fox deal.
Didn't they say they're going to sit there and film season 3 and season 4 back to back?
They did say that. Way to read the. Look at you.
I mean, that's
you don't even watch Atlanta. Love this.
And
you do though. When you get the Teddy Perkins, holy shit!
I do my research, boss.
I don't know.
I didn't go to film school or anything, but that seems kind of challenging.
Well, my prediction is like the fourth season is going to end up being its last because Donald Glover and Brian Tyree Henry and Lakeith Stanfield need to do other shit, and Zazie Beetz. Well, they all need to do other things.
They said it's going to be what, 8 episodes?
Yeah, okay. Like 8. You can do it.
But, yeah, that's not terrible, I guess.
But like, I can see the writing on the wall because especially with Glover blowing up and Brian Tyree Henry being in a shitload of things and. Like I said, Zazie Beetz being in Deadpool 2, and then you have Lakeith Stanfield who's in a lot of stuff.
But there's been shows where like people have gotten past, like, you know, really big. But
no,
still, you know what I mean? Like,
the whole cast,
like,
though?
Really, like, tight group.
No, I know, but like, I do think it's also doing hard for them to like top everything, because I don't see how you top season 2. I know they probably will, but like, the line you have to walk with that show is pretty tough, you know? Because it's so, it can be so... it can be so fucking weird, but also just, like, really deep and never wants to. And you're like, hey, how do you sustain that? Plus, he's got...
that's true, but they're just so creative, you know? Like you said, they can go from, like, something so random as heck, and then... Teddy, basically, it's like they're just having fun out there. They're just, you know what, hey, this week, let's do it this way. Like, it's pretty cool.
Any show that can give us an episode like Teddy Goddamn Perkins,
Oh, man.
Fuck. Like my wife doesn't watch Atlanta, but she was watching that one with me. I didn't know what it was. I just put it on for that week, and she's like, "What the hell is this?" Like,
so good. Yeah, why should you just watch that one episode to get him going? I mean, he doesn't really have to.
Well, watch it before. Yeah, I mean, there's some other ones you have to watch in season one, like with the Invisible Car or Michael Vick.
Then I already have a long list of shows I gotta watch.
I know, I'm gonna give you another one this week.
Son of a bitch.
Because Glow comes back on Friday. But I do think it'll probably be its last, just because also Glover just has so many other things going.
Yeah, you know, Lion King 2.
Lion King, he's got Childish Gambino still going. He'll probably film another, like, secret movie with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those people, he just has, like, everything going for him right now.
So great.
Oh, wait.
He's so hard.
I forgot to mention one little bit of thing for superhero news. One little thing. So they announced that they're looking at Giancarlo Esposito, who was Gus Fring on Breaking Bad.
Sure.
As a major. Mono knows who he is.
Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat that?
Was he the.
He's looking at
the bald guy with glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
Giancarlo Esposito is being looked at to play a major Marvel character, but they haven't said who.
Okay.
So that's
really?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone's like, oh, maybe he'll be Norman Osborn, or someone's like, maybe I forgot who the other one they said was, but they even said what movie he'd be in. They just for a major character. So,
well, I know like the big rumor, like that people are saying the big villain for Phase 4 is going to be Galactus.
Oh, ooh.
So, and that's how they could sit there and introduce like the Fantastic Four back into the MCU
and Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Well, I think they said that they're going to introduce Silver Surfer first before. Before the Fantastic Four, so I don't know.
Cool.
But
yeah, he's being looked at as like a major, major character. They haven't said who, but I'm sure it's coming. If they're already saying they're looking at him, then
yeah,
his agent's got to at least be on the phone.
Well, and that's the thing too, like the MCU keeps everything very, very hush hush.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll drop it at D23 because they still left a lot of meat on the bone.
Exactly.
All right, getting back to Disney Plus though. The FX, they also announced the third season of American Crime Story, and they're not fucking around, people. They're doing the Clinton impeachment, and they already announced that Beanie Feldstein, a.k.a. Jonah Hill's sister, is Monica.
Yeah.
And Monica Lewinsky's a producer on it, too.
Interesting.
Well, look, I give her a lot of credit. Like, if you've read interviews with her over the years, she's, like, owned, like, that whole narrative. Because, you know, she's like, there was, like, a long time where I couldn't get a job anywhere, and even if I got a job, I was only hired because of that.
Yeah.
But she, like, really took it back. Because she's like, people forget, like, I was a fucking I was a victim here.
I rocked the shit out of that.
Well, that, but I mean, she really took it back. I give her credit.
You know what? I'm sorry. Just really quickly, what are they going to bring to the spot? You know, I mean,
What?
For Marvel, the spot. Are they ever going to introduce that guy?
I don't know.
That's, like, the only guy I remember. Like, I never can remember. Like, I don't know why. He was probably, like, one of the worst villains, but it's just something about the spot.
Maybe. It could happen. They have so many people they haven't touched yet, and, you know, they want to keep making Marvel until they stop making money, so I'm sure you'll get the spot, like... towards the end of, like, Phase 8.
I'm sure that's going to be, like, an Easter egg somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it'll be some guy trying to stop, like trying to rob a bank.
Hey, they gave the world Howard the Duck. They brought him back for 2 seconds.
Yeah. In a couple different movies, actually.
No, but...
If you really think about it, he was in Guardians.
Guardians 2.
And he was also in Endgame.
He was?
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, when they bring everyone back, supposedly you could see him.
Oh, really?
Like, in the back, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I read online.
Well, makes sense. Sure. But yeah, so American Crime Story Season 3, I'm very intrigued by this. I want to know who their bill is going to be. I want to know who the
kid... Didn't they say they have the chick from American Horror Story? Sarah
Paulson?
Yeah, she's in that too.
Oh, really? No, she might be Linda Tripp then. I don't see her as... I don't see them as having her be Hillary. And I don't know who their Ken Starr is. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, characters that they can really go nuts on for this.
Yeah.
Because they always do really well with American Crime Story casting. Like, there's going to be a heat check as Clinton. I don't know who it's going to be.
It's going to be Clinton himself.
No.
They're going to use the same technology Netflix is using to reverse his age.
Use the Irishman technology?
Yeah.
Make him fat again?
Yeah, exactly.
Not quadruple bypass vegan Clinton, but yep. But I can take my jogging team to the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And explain Somali warlords using chicken nuggets.
Yep. Hey, those chicken nuggets are bomb, right?
See, warlords.
Yeah. Do we vote
along? Well, no. That's how we explain the Somali crisis with a quarter pounder and chicken nuggets.
And those McFries.
So that's what Disney had going on this week. Real quick, have you finished Stranger Things Season 3 yet? Okay, we're skipping it. We're skipping it.
We can talk to it up to Episode 7. We have 2 episodes left.
We're skipping it.
We can talk about it.
No, we can't because a lot happens. So anyway, Mondo, we're going to finish that. Before we get to the Nicktoons list, we're going to do a round of what's good. So what have you seen that's been good lately?
Himself. What's up, good looking?
Oh, that's what that meant. I was like, I should have asked you what's good. I think what I've seen recently. Oh, well, I was watching Idiocracy. That was on Hulu.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while. I think that's a very underrated Mike Judge movie.
Oh, well, the dirty secret of all Mike Judge movies are is that they bomb hard and then you find them later. Yeah. Except for Do America, because that was Beavis and Butthead.
That'll always be good.
That was a good one, actually. But...
The last movie he made, Extract, was actually pretty solid.
Oh, is it? I think I've seen that on Netflix, but I've never watched it. It does have Mila Kunis in it, right?
It does. Jason Bateman and Ben Affleck plays his stoner roommate, and it was like the first, like, hey, Ben Affleck's back.
I guess I'll have to check that out. I also saw Benchwarmers was on there. I haven't seen that in a while. That's a very underrated movie, too.
Yeah, I think the Schneider of it makes it not desirable, but yeah, I enjoy Benchwarmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Nick Swartz's characters is great.
It's a movie to watch it once every 3 years or something.
Yeah, and you're just like, damn, John Heder, what happened?
Yeah,
boy, it was Napoleon Dynamite, Benchwarmers, and then that movie he made with Reese Witherspoon, where he's like, he's a fortune teller.
Hey, don't forget Blades of Glory, buddy.
I was getting there. Blades of Glory, and then the market fell out.
Yeah, I think you all caught on. I'm sure he was like probably like a rom-com, but I don't even remember.
He was. It was this Reese Witherspoon movie I saw on a plane once where he, he puts a curse on her, and I forget who the dude in that movie is.
John Heder?
No. Heder's the fortune teller. I forget he's a fortune teller or a sorcerer or what, but he has a crystal ball.
What else is good, because I don't think you brought it up, but Hard Knocks, man. I just watched that yesterday.
Oh my god, we forgot to talk about Hard Knocks and Antonio Brown.
Have you guys seen it yet?
No. I saw bits and pieces online, but not gonna lie, I chose to watch Demolition Man last night instead.
Yes.
And Tank Girl. They were both on Amazon. I'm like, alright, we're doing this.
There you go.
Tank Girl fucking rules. I haven't seen the movie in forever.
So can we officially say that scene from Mr. Deeds where he shows off his frozen foot is Antonio Brown?
No, because...
takes the fire poker to it, like...
Dumbass. But from cryotherapy, I told Allie that. I'm like, hey, does this sound dumb to you? I'm like, the starting receiver on the Raiders got bad frostbite from cryotherapy. She looked at me like I was fucking with her. I'm like, no, this happened.
Yeah, I didn't read like the whole story, but didn't he like jump in without like the protective equipment on his feet or something like that?
Yeah, apparently he's supposed to wear like booties or something or whatever footwear it is.
Unless you're sentenced to cryotherapy like in Demolition Man. But anyway.
Yeah.
Cryo prison. Sorry. Yeah, that's you're supposed to because you know
it's cold.
Like, hello, I'm sure LeBron has a cryotherapy thing at his house. He could have told Antonio Brown.
That's so bad.
Too bad you can't use it on that hairline.
All I gotta say, gentlemen, it's just 8 minutes in. I was already annoyed with Antonio Brown. You guys still need to want to watch it.
The thing is, though, like, you're like, oh, like, why did they be such dicks? We're like, oh, it's a reality show. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, you get the Tampa Bay season, or it's just boring.
Yeah. Although, I did like the sound bit from Gruden, where he's like, I don't believe in dreams anymore. I want to be a dream killer. I'm like, really? Can I have the supplier to your weed guy?
Well, yeah, I literally slow clapped at that part in my room by myself when I was listening to that part.
Oh, God. John, at least John Gruden knows what show he's on.
Yeah. And he's getting paid $10 million to do it.
Yeah, well, he's getting paid $10 million until the day Mark Davis dies.
Yeah.
Let's just say that there's a part, and you'll know when you see it, hopefully, but you know, there's that guy that plays John Gruden on Matthew Perry, where he used to be Matthew Perry, the chubby guy, and he did a really good impression, I thought.
Oh, Frank Caliendo?
Yeah, there we go.
I forgot the guy's name, but let's just say that there's a part in Hard Knocks where you're just like, you can kind of see, like, it being a bit, if he was there. I mean, obviously it was John Gruden, but
yeah. Frank Caliendo, what's he doing now? I knew he had a Vegas show for like a couple of years, but
is he still on Fox?
No, it's Rob Riggle now. It's been Rob Riggle for almost 10 years.
Wow. I thought he he still was on there.
No, Riggle does Riggle does the picks now.
Huh?
Pat. Anyway,
I know who Rob Riggle is. He hosted Shark Week this year.
Oh, fuck you and your Shark Week.
Fuck you and your non-Shark Week. It's a national holiday.
Shark Week is the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich of TV events. Overrated.
We're not circling back around to how bad, like how awesome Chick-fil-A is, alright?
You said it.
No. You're putting words in my mouth. When it should be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, right. Well, they're a non-sponsor, so that won't be happening unless you want to pay for it. Or what other Hard Knocks observations did you have?
Show's terrible.
Any other Hard Knock stuff? Like,
well, I mean, do you want me to? I don't want to give too much.
Oh, you can get by. Go ahead. I'll probably watch it like Saturday.
Okay. I mean, there was this part where these two guys and they were on because it's in Napa Valley, right? That's where they.
That is exactly where it is.
Yeah, they were riding horses, and they were, of course, you know, when Thon came on, right before they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that old.
Of course, they were riding horses.
Road Thon. They were just, you know, singing and holding hands. It was quite beautiful, but I was just like, of course they would go with that song. You know, it was really typical. But
well, you know.
And I'm sure. Oh, speaking of AB, because I'm sure you've seen it already online, but yeah, him showing up to like to the camp in a freaking hot air balloon.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
No, and then, you know what, like I said, AB as a player, I mean, the man is dominant, but, like, I'm starting to think he might be a little dumb, especially after that, you know, what we were just talking about with the foot thing, but, like, they were filling up the hot air balloon,
mm-hmm.
and the lady was saying, like, yeah, it has so much space that you could fit up to, like, 270,000 basketballs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And AB literally said, oh, have you guys ever tried that? Like, and then the lady was kind of like looking at him like, wait, what? That's that? Like,
well done.
Like, what do you mean? Yeah, I was like, oh, man, come on, AB. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, Gruden was hilarious with the intro, like what's the thing? That was just, Gruden. Oh, and oh, what killed me too was there was this, like, undrafted, I think he was a D-tackle or something, mm-hmm. or an offensive lineman, but let's just say that, oh man, like, I don't know, like, if you're undrafted, right, you want to prove something to the team, obviously.
Sure.
And I guess he was on a show called,
Last Chance U.
Yeah, and, like, so he had everything going for him, pretty much, and then, let's just say, like, it just showed, like, he didn't really want to be there. I don't know, it was really weird, man, but... That part made me, like, kind of shake my head.
How many times
like,
did they bring up the moving to Vegas in the first episode?
Actually, surprisingly, no. Yeah, no, honestly, if I'm not mistaken, maybe once, but I don't think so.
Did Mark Davis show up?
Yeah, that was hilarious. He was giving a speech with his bowl haircut. He was wearing, he was not wearing his, you know, sweatpants, but I mean, he was trying to be professional for once.
Was he wearing a white suit like Gru's brother in Despicable Me 3?
Yeah, he was wearing white. He was definitely wearing white, yeah.
He's Gru's twin brother. That's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah, he looked like Uncle Fester when he had that haircut, right?
When he just won't die.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're going to be alive, we're going to fix a few things. All right, cool. Is there anything else you've seen that you're like, oh, cool, I'm into this?
Let's see. I don't know. watching you. You know, I started rewatching the league again just because, you know, obviously our, you know, the season's about to start.
It is.
I forgot how funny the show is, you know.
Okay. Not
that.
A good last season.
Yeah, that last season kind of dragged, but...
And nobody wanted to be there.
Yeah. Overall, good show.
Yeah, last season was pretty bad, yeah.
Like, they checked out, like, Jason Segel in the last season of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
No, we really shouldn't. All right, how about you, Wes? Anything?
Yeah, we actually bought The Lion King, the animated one.
Uh-huh.
And forgot how good that movie is.
The old animated one?
Yeah. Sorry. It's not the one that just came out like a couple weeks ago.
Like the 1.5 one or whatever.
Lion King.
The OG one.
The OG. Well, yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, of course, man. It's classic.
I actually watched it before I came over here.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's just delightful.
Yeah, it's really short and they pack in a lot.
That and just hearing the voices again, like...
JTT?
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Mr. Carr.
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, I mean... All I kept seeing in my head was...
Mr. Bean?
No, I'm trying to remember his character on Home Improvement.
Randy.
There we go.
Randy Taylor. Yeah. How dare you?
Well, I know it's Brad, and then I couldn't remember the other two.
It was Mark, Taylor, and Brad. Or Mark, Randy, and Brad.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So
last name Taylor.
Yeah, all I can picture is just Randy just talking, and...
Yeah.
So it was just great to hear that.
Being on Tiger Beat.
Exactly.
Nathan Lane, baby.
Nathan, yeah. Goddamn Lane.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, it's...
I'm renting the Tiger Pikachu this weekend, by the way.
Oh, good. That's another... Yeah, that's a movie you definitely need to see.
I'm gonna probably rent it Friday night.
Yeah.
When I have my, off-of-work cocktail.
There you go. Like, it's better than, like, what you think it will be.
Hey, man, I'm in. I wanted to see it in theaters. I just didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
For me, like I said, last night I watched Demolition Man.
Great movie.
And Tank Girl. Both of those were fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Demolition Man, my God. Wesley Snipes with Simon Phoenix.
Yep. The future.
Really young Sandra Bullock, like Bree Speed. Dennis Leary's the leader of an underground resistance. Taco Bell's the biggest food in the world.
it's the biggest corporation.
They serve
fancy food.
It came out in 93, but their vision of 1996 is hilarious.
Yeah.
And all just the corporations getting all corporation-y.
Yep. Stallone before, you know, it all kind of fell apart.
What are you talking about? It hasn't fallen apart yet.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
I mean, I think after that he does Daylight, which, oof. Just saying, the mid to late 90s outside of Copland are pretty rough for Sly.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other than that, nothing. Like, I didn't get to see Hobbs and Shaw over the weekend.
Oh, darn. Even though it was the lowest grossing Fast movie since?
You know, I'm sure Fast 9 will do well, but, like, you can kind of see the fume running on fumes.
Yeah, it's because, it's like Tyrese said, you know, The Rock broke up the family, is trying to break up the family, and that's why his spinoff movie failed.
That's true.
You know,
I totally forgot about that they were going to give Taj and Rome their own movie, and then The Rock saved Fast 5, which, by the way, he did save that franchise. He did do that.
I'm not telling you.
They took it away from Tyrese and Ludacris.
As they should have, because I think...
They're going to need to show up and make another sucky R&B album, man.
Well, he's got to pay some bills, so...
He's got to pay a lot of bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been kind of a drought for stuff. I haven't really found anything. Damn it.
Yeah, I was actually talking with my wife before I came over, mm-hmm. and we're going to finish Stranger. We were supposed to finish it over the weekend, but it was my older boy's birthday, so we were kind of jam-packed.
It was a fun party.
Yeah. We were kind of jam-packed, and I was tired. So
me too. We got home, and I'm like, we're going to try to see a movie or something, and we just both kind of crashed on the couch after Soapy fell asleep.
Exactly.
And we're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Pump It Up was nice, but it needed more ventilation. Like, I just could not believe. I'm like, oh my God, it's like musty in here.
Well, there's just, you know, a bunch of kids running around.
I know that too.
So
anyway, but this weekend I think I'm gonna knock out Glow. I'm gonna knock out Succession comes back on Sunday, so I'm very excited for that. Yeah, fucking love Succession.
My plan is to knock out Stranger Things and then start the Amazon show.
The Boys?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, The Boys is fun.
I wanted to say
The Boys is fun.
Because I couldn't remember what it was.
Which one?
The Boys. I've heard interesting things.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it does a lot of... it's very cool, but there's like, you know... It drags in spots, but it's very fun.
Yeah, the concept sounds really funny. Yeah, my neighbor was telling me about that, so I was like, huh, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, I had a blast with it. All right, let's get to this week's top five. By the way, next week's top five in honor of Glow, since I know at least Mono and I'll be burnt through it by the end of the weekend.
Our top five darkest things?
No. Wow. Dad jokes. I love it.
Yep, I'll be here all week, guys.
No, top five wrestling entrances of all time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no limit. You could be Hulk Hogan. You could be the late Harley Race. You could be Triple H if you want to. Whatever, and like whatever that. Criteria. If it's the music, pyrotechnic package, or just like, that's a cool entrance.
Okay.
You know, anything you want. So hit up the YouTubes and look up wrestling entrances.
The boob tube.
Yeah, the boob tube. This week's, though, like I said, in addition to Glow, Netflix is also dropping the Rocko's Modern Life movie.
Yes.
And then the week after, it's the Invader Zim movie. So Nicktoons are on the brain. So we are doing our top five Nicktoons of all time. That's right. No restrictor plate, because I got a lot of shit for the Disney. What happened with Disney? Fuckers.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
I'm making it too hard.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Ooh, Jinx.
Woo. Anyway.
Hey-o.
Anyway. Mondo, since, you know, you haven't been here in a while, you can do the first honorable mention. What's your pick?
Do you want to go first?
Yes, I do.
All right, this one was tough for me.
Me too.
Grew up watching Nickelodeon. Actually, Cartoon Network, too, believe it or not.
Nick.
But, number one, man, I had to go with...
Oh, no, honorable mention first. We go backwards.
Oh, you said honorable mention?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. All that.
I
went with all that.
I fucking quit. You and Brian.
I grew up watching it.
No, like, Brian. Nicktoons. I said Nicktoons. Nicktoons.
Like cartoons.
It had to be anime? Well, I thought you said, like.
Nicktoons.
Well, I guess not. Alright, well.
Nicktoons. It's okay. Brian all did the right, same
well,
thing.
In that case, I'm
going to
go with Cat Dog then.
Oh, okay. Not on my list, but okay.
Yeah, I actually like Cat Dog.
No, look, there were a lot of tough decisions to be made.
Yeah, catchy theme song.
That's true. They didn't have a catchy theme song. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's one of those, like, I couldn't rewatch a lot of it. Like, if it's on, fine. But, like, you know. Cat Dog is solid.
Huh.
It just didn't make my list. You, Wes? Did Cat Dog show up on yours?
No. My honorable mention is Rugrats.
Oh, that was my number five.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, keep going. I feel like... Sorry, I'm playing footsie with you.
Sorry.
Yeah, I feel like the for this list, like, my top three were mm-hmm. really easy.
Me
but
too.
But the last two were really hard to kind of pick.
Uh-huh.
I felt like between my fifth and my honorable mention, they could flip-flop.
Yeah.
So...
Rugrats, what I liked about that, first of all, it was just funny as hell.
Yeah.
Like, the observations, like, the babies make about the way adults live is pretty great.
Exactly, and again, like, early on, like, you wouldn't see that type of stuff.
No.
On today's cartoons.
No.
Especially on Nick, so mm-hmm. it's just great to see, like you said, the baby's perspective on life.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
And they could do a lot, they could do weird episodes too, like they could even make a diaper babies or whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, the reason what kept it from being like top three is because, you know, once you get to the dill years, it craters.
Yeah.
And then they bring in Kimmy because Chucky needs a sister and
an adopted sister.
I will say, I mean, that
was like Kimmy came after the first movie, right?
Yeah, the first movie is dill, and then Rugrats go to Paris where Chucky marries Kimmy's mom.
Yeah.
And then Kimmy ends up, they are all worried about Kimmy, but she ends up being cool.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's see.
Yeah, because you're in the Reptar car.
That's right. And, the Reptar car's in the first movie.
Yeah.
I will say, though, the parenting on Rugrats is pretty rough. You go back and watch, even though they're all like...
Seriously.
They all read Dr. Lipschitz, but, like, they're really dropping the ball and paying attention.
Yeah. Well, especially how, like, they explain, like, what happened with Chucky's mom.
Oh.
Like, that was just brutal.
Well, that's not what I mean, but yeah.
I know, but, like.
I know, that sucks.
Like, when you're growing up, like, when you're growing up and watching that, you're like, why isn't Chucky's mom's there?
That was a Mother's Day episode.
Yep.
I do give him credit for really going in with the fact that the Pickles family were cashews.
Yeah.
Because they celebrate Christmas, they celebrate Hanukkah, because that's why you get the Hanukkah, the Passover episodes, and the Christmas ones.
Yep.
I love that Chucky's dad's like, yeah, well, we really aren't anything. Yeah. I don't know. we just go where we're invited.
Exactly.
Did Rugrats make your list, Mondo?
The Rugrats did, believe it or not. What? Yeah, they did.
Where were they at?
Believe it or not, they're actually number 3.
Oh, okay. All right, my honorable mention, it was tough. It was between two, and I settled on Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was funny as shit, first of all.
I had to explain to Zach that, like, I grew up watching, like, Fairly Odd Parents.
And then you had to go have, like, a shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
It's because the grim specter of time is behind you.
Exactly.
No, yeah, it was pretty. No, Fairly Odd Parents was really funny. Like, first and foremost, it was a funny show. You had Jay Leno as the Crimson Chin, Chris Kirkpatrick as the pop singer with the teeth.
Oh, Chaz.
Hold on.
But anyway, like,
are you looking it up, Armando?
Cosmo and Wanda were great.
Yeah. You had the fairy instructor.
Jorgen von Strangel.
There we go.
Oh, his name was Chip Skylark.
There we go.
Chip Skylark?
Yeah.
No, Chip Skylark.
Oh, Chip Skylark. There we go.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it was really a really creative show from Seth MacFarlane's roommate, Butch Hartman.
Yep.
I think the dad was really
funny. Oh, yeah. Timmy's dad is the best. And then... You know, the owner of the Dimmadome, Doug Dimmadome. He was great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of just random-ass characters.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking weird.
Dinkelberg.
Denzel Crocker. I love that his name was Denzel.
Yeah.
Like Denzel.
Yep.
And Vicky, the babysitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And catchy-ass theme song.
Yep.
Let's see. What's your number 5, Mondo?
My number 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was, like I said, this was tough, but I actually went with the monster. What's it called?
Monsters?
Monsters,
that's my number 2. Oh, by the way,
really? Wow.
Brian's honorable mention is Angry Beavers.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I love Angry Beavers.
I know. That was almost, but I put Fairly Odd Parents just over it. It was hard. It was hard, that's what she said.
I would literally wake up, watch Angry Beavers, and then we'd head out to, like, grow stuff or something.
Angry Beavers was the best. Like, I wanted to put it on there, but I couldn't. But yeah, I wrote Monsters is your number 5, huh?
Yeah, number 5 for me.
Okay.
That's my number 3.
Okay.
And that's my wife's number 1.
Wow, that's Brian's number 1 as well.
Yeah.
No, I love I Wrote Monsters. Great concept.
Yeah.
It was gross. It was... Again, very, very weird.
Yeah, and something that wouldn't be on Nick today.
The Grumble wouldn't be, that's for sure. The Grumble was that's a Hall of Fame animation character.
Yep.
With his high heels and his anger management issues. You have the snorch.
Yep.
Was ahead of its time.
The girl that did Chucky's voice, rest in peace, was also a Oblina. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can hear it. Like, when you know it's her, you can hear it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that they're going to school to learn how to be scares.
Yeah.
I like all the really random punishments, like when they sneak out for Halloween, there's like the bad, really bad, and then you don't want to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like peak for me, peak Nick, because that was when those shows were just strange and just be allowed to be as weird as possible.
Yep.
And your number 5, Wes?
My number 5 was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The new one?
No, the new one is Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You fucking Homer.
This is the one before that.
I knew it.
I had to throw it on there because Nickelodeon bought it.
I know. I knew, it occurred to me today, I'm like, Wes is gonna throw a Ninja Turtle somehow, isn't he?
Yep.
Alright, you know go I'm ahead. Going to. I'll clear out, go ahead.
You know, you had the guy that originally played, I think it was Donnie, and the original, like, the OG cartoon.
Oh, okay.
He played Raph, and then you
Rob Paulsen, Hall of Fame animation voice. He was Yakko also in a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, and then later in the seasons, you had Seth Green come on as Leonardo.
Oh.
You had Sam from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And Stranger Things season 2.
Yeah, Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah.
Sean Astin, Rudy.
Yeah, he came on and did Ninja Turtles as well.
Okay.
So, and with me being a big Ninja Turtle fan, of course I had them on the list. Yeah, I got.
I had no idea.
I got them tattooed on my arm.
That's true. <bro. laughs>
It's the real deal, folks.
That's right.
Okay, that's a solid five.
My wife's number five was Doug.
We'll get to that in a second. I forgot to mention Brian's number four was Rugrats. So, we're good with him. Really, Doug? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Doug was number four for me.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't put Doug on there.
I couldn't either. It was a funny show, and
it was fine.
We got a nickname for one of our buddies named... His name is Justin, but we call him Skeeter.
That's true.
So, I mean, definitely you got some solid characters there, and like Quail Man.
That was cute. Like, it was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like the audio, I feel like the sound effects, I don't know, it was really different. I just liked it a lot.
It was trippy.
No, yeah. When he had his imagination, it's not a bad show, but for me, it was okay.
Yeah.
And plus, it didn't age well once it left Nickelodeon and went to, like, to ABC. In the morning.
Yeah.
Where they're in 7th grade and Patty has that bush haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
Alright, my number five... I said my number five was Rugrats already, huh? So, you said your number four... What was your number four, Mondo? Doug?
I said Doug, yeah.
Okay.
And my number three was Rugrats.
Okay. Alright, your number four, Wes?
My number four was Rocket Power.
Oh, I knew that was going to come up with you, too. That was another tough call. I wanted to put it on there, but, like, damn it, I love the other shows more.
Yeah.
I like Rocket Power.
Yeah, I mean, again, me growing up surfing and skating and everything, that was another show that I related to.
Well, Raymundo was your spirit animal.
Hell yeah.
And Tito was mine.
Yeah.
Tito was the best.
And, yeah, it was just a fun show. You know, kids going around trying to figure out how to do the best and biggest tricks and, you know... Ride the biggest surf
wave. They let Twister be Mexican.
Yeah. I forgot about that, yeah. So, yeah, that was my number four. My my wife's number four was...
said Doug. Oh, no, hers is Rugrats.
Rugrats, yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah, Brian's is Rugrats, too. I forgot to mention, Brian's number five was Kablam, which... Respect.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I thought about it,
I'm like, do I put Kablam on anywhere? I'm like, can't do it, but it's pretty, but Kablam was fun.
Yeah.
It was another one where I was like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking weird. Okay, man. Henry and June forever.
Yep.
My number four, this is a hot take, but I enjoyed the show, As Told by Ginger.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought it was a really well-written show, because, like, it was on when we were in 7th grade, so I started, like, noticing that stuff. I'm like, this is actually really advanced for a cartoon, because they were, like, talking about, like, depression and, like, how Ginger's, like, dad is, like, a deadbeat trucker. Like, they have a lot of, like, yeah, a lot of the characters are, like, really well done. Like, number three is the case for me, too, but at least number three is a lot funnier. But the girl that created A Soul by Ginger went on to do that show Suburgatory, which I also thought was fucking hilarious. Like, that was a real... Yeah. Done a couple other things for ABC, but...
I like it. That's a hot take.
Look, it was a good show. I really liked it. It was kind of Wonder Years-ish for me. That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, a typical cartoon. It was like, okay, we're trying to do something here.
Yeah.
And it was, like, pretty solid, especially if you're going to middle school. You're like, oh, yeah, like, I'm, you know, I deal with shit, too. This is nice.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, Doug kind of did try to do that as well, but, you know... Doug got to have imagination adventures.
Yeah.
Ginger Foutley did not. A lot of backstabbing and a lot of, like, Jesus Christ, like, kids can be so mean. Especially the girls.
Which they can be.
Especially the girls, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my four. Let's see, we're moving on to number three. Brian's three was Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy is a classic.
That was my number one.
Really?
Mine was just because I didn't really watch it that much, but I know it's a classic.
I wanted to put it on my list because... if there was a show that personified fucking weird and gross, it was Ren and Stimpy. But I'm like, damn, like, like, I just couldn't put it on my list. It's top 10, Nick, but it's not 5 for me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was my number one.
Powdered Toast Man, though, I can't say anything against Powdered Toast Man.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a show that me and my siblings would watch with my dad, and we would all just crack up laughing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the episode that comes to mind is when Stimpy finds out, like, he farted
for the first time.
So, like, just all around great episode.
Stimpton J Cat.
Yeah.
And Ren Kahovec.
Yep.
But yeah, that. God, that's a show that when they rebooted Spike TV, that was like the first cartoon they had on this Ren and Stimpy Adult Party Hour. Didn't work for some reason.
Yeah,
I think it's because you're like, oh, well, all right, it's Ren and Stimpy, but they can just say damn and hell.
Exactly, and that was my wife's number three.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, Brian's number three is Ren and Stimpy. My number three, Hey Arnold.
Really? Okay. You know what, Brian and I talked about that today. That you would put Hey Arnold on your list.
Of course
list.
I would. I've been watching it on Hulu, first of all, so I've been, like, refreshing my brain with it.
Yeah.
I did, first of all, deep well of characters. Like, deep fucking, like, you can have episodes where Arnold says maybe two words a whole thing, and it's, like, about Rhonda, or it's about Helga for a week, or even, like, they can do a Eugene episode if they wanted to. And that's true. A, it's funny. B, like, fantastic world building. The fact that the kids can play in the city, I'm like, they can't do that now.
No.
People would be playing
on the streets and everything.
People, yeah, they take the subway by themselves, the bus.
Yeah.
Like I said, every character could have their own episode. It's pretty neat. And it's actually a deeply human and empathetic show. I was like, damn, this is, like, deep. I forgot how deep Harold was.
Oh, it is, baby.
And there was some later, because I watched some of the later ones, I'm like, oh, I forgot what happens. And, like, there's an episode where Helga's imagining her and Arnold married, and, like, he gets captured by terrorists. And I'm like, whoa! Helga said crap a lot.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay. Like, it was probably the last.
That was edgy back then.
It was a very edgy show. But, like, it was very human, which I'm like, as an adult, I appreciate now.
Yeah.
I mean, Harold was funny. Don't get me wrong. Every character hit their beat. Harold would, like, call out for mommy.
Yeah,
Helga would threaten somebody's life. You know, Gerald would have his beat. Eugene would get hurt. They all had their beats. Like, Daria did the same thing. Like, every character comes in, they do their thing, and they leave.
Yeah.
But, like, they got to be weird, too. Like, that's what a lot of Nick shows really excelled at, just being weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, none of this has to make sense. I'll just do this.
Yeah, and it worked.
It did, damn it. So that was my number three. Your number three? Mondo, your number three, I'm sorry.
Well, my number three was Rugrats.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, my number two was actually Hey Arnold.
Okay. I'm not alone.
Yeah, I mean, you already talked about it, but I mean, I always think of that classic. I don't know if you remember it, but where Eugene, right, like the nerdy kid.
Yeah.
He gets stuck on a tree. Like,
yep. Him and
Yeah.
He blames.
It's so simple, but, like, I don't know. It's
but
just,
he blames Arnold for every bad thing happening in his life. Like, you're a jinx.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, it was so simple, but it was so funny.
Hey, Ellie and I were oh, wait. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and I don't know why I always remember the ground, but I remember one where, like, I think he was trying to save, like, a turtle, because it was going to be, like, into, like, a turtle soup or something like that.
No, it was where they're at the field trip, and he feels bad for it, because, like, people, like, have graffitied the tortoise's shell, and, like, he's, like, old, and he's like, you know what, he deserves to be in the ocean.
Well, it wasn't a tortoise, it was a sea turtle.
Oh, it was a sea turtle, my bad.
Yeah, tortoises are land.
Hey, fucking shit.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, what should love that episode?
I do love that episode.
Damn it,
I specifically remember that episode going, oh, that poor turtle.
Mm-hmm. And Arnold felt the same way.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that one where, what's that guy's name? He had, like, the beard with the accent and, like,
Oscar Kokoschka.
Yeah, he can't read, and then he's going to, like, the subway by himself, and he's trying to read and figure it out.
Well, I just love how much of a deadbeat he was. Like, he was a piece of shit. Like, he was always at the track, and his wife was always throwing him out. I didn't realize Helga's mom was an alcoholic, and they kept making that joke the entire run.
Yep.
And then they go to the beach. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Not to mention the guy that plays Grandpa is obviously the guy that does the voice of Homer Simpson.
Yep. And his wife is Tress McNeil, who was Dot Warner and Gadget on Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. She's Daisy Duck now. She does a bunch of Simpsons voices, too. Like...
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, look up Tress McNeil's IMDb, like, Hall of Fame animation voice. Yeah, I've been trying to get her on here, actually. But, no, I remember we're watching the one where Arnold, like, does, it's, like, Parents' Day, and he's, like, self-conscious that he doesn't have parents, and, like, Helga's dad's trying to psych him. I was like, are you gonna let some orphan beat us? And Ali and I are like, whoa! Yeah. And Helga's like, okay, this has gone too far.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that was bad.
I remember that episode now. Fuck. Yeah. Of course, back then you didn't think about it like that. But
no!
Now, but now you're like, oh, jeez.
I know. I wonder if Mr. Wynn would be considered racist now, even though he wasn't.
Yeah.
Where they go to, and they go to find his daughter, who was like, who he had like saved from the Vietnam War. I was like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, okay. Your number two motto is Hey Arnold, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Brian's number two is Rocko's Modern Life, which is my number one.
Of course,
it's my number two.
With a goddamn bullet, number one.
Actually, that's mine and my wife's number two.
Okay.
Is Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay. Since Brian's not here, I'll just say it. Rocko's Modern Life is the best Nick show. It had everything.
Yeah.
It had everything.
Like, it was just, again, just a wide range of
very
characters.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. It was just fun.
Yeah, it was. Like, very, very inappropriate.
I mean, I got in trouble with my wife on this once, mm-hmm. because, I forget where we were going, but she was doing her hair.
Uh-huh.
And she was doing something with it. And I swear that the way she styled it, I was like, you look like Heifer from Rocko's Modern Life. The
Ooh.
Hairstyle. Oh boy, did I
wow,
end up in the doghouse on that one.
I was just gonna say, you slept on that couch.
I wasn't even on the couch. I was in the doghouse outside in the cold, blistering cold. And it wasn't like the finished product or anything. I just said, like, hey, that hairstyle reminds me of it.
How are you not divorced?
Hey, honey, does this dress make me look fat? No, of course. Well, you know.
Exactly. Like, you think of, like, typical, like, shotgun question.
I know.
Like, it wasn't even a shotgun question. That was just a shotgun response. Like, but, I wanted to sleep outside, apparently, that night.
I do like that Heifer went to hell twice. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, heck.
Yeah, it was heck.
It was heck because you couldn't say
You couldn't say it back then.
The
fact that his whole... He was a cow. Steer. Sorry. Thank you. And his whole family were wolves.
He didn't know he was adopted. That was incredible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The Big Head's marriage was just classic.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. Like, very inappropriate.
Yeah.
A lot of more cartoon nudity than I was prepared for as a kid.
Seriously.
Like, I'm hoping the movie, like, keeps up, like, how gross and just and crazy that show was.
I'm hoping.
Like, I love when they get the gigantic vacuum and there's, like, all the setting, all the different functions, and one of them is, like, it's a neuter button, but it's, like, two parentheses with -2 baseballs.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, it made me really mad that they don't have, like, a 90s or all that streaming platform. I would pay for it.
I would pay for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
You give me the uncut stuff and have all the weird Nickelodeon intros, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian's number one was on our monsters, so we covered all his. What was your number one, Mondo?
Yeah, I accidentally gave it away on the first episode.
That's okay.
But, yeah, I'm gonna go with SpongeBob, man. Like,
oh!
Yeah, dude, I grew up, like, I don't know, me and my neighbors just brings me back to that. We would just literally watch it, anytime it was on the reruns or even the new episodes.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
And it's just
Rest
one of those that, like, I can still watch it now. I mean, not that I can't watch all of these, but it's just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't because I'm goddamn available.
The newer seasons were kind of terrible after probably, like, after the movie came out or whatever, but they just threw in, like, adult jokes subtly.
Yeah, they
so
did.
Subtle.
Yep.
And, I don't know, there's just so many classic lines, man.
Well, then, like, SpongeBob, like, it connects with everyone. Like,
yeah.
Like, parents, especially the kids. Like, my younger son, Ryan, loves SpongeBob right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just...
And it was just trippy as shit.
Yeah, I mean, early episodes were trippy. And it's just,
yeah.
Like, obviously it's gotten lighter as the years have gone on.
Well.
And two movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, two movies.
Yeah. You had Antonio Banderas in the second one.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did not. Okay.
And then you had
yeah,
the Hoff in the first one.
Oh, yeah, that everyone knew. You had to do that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's a fun TV show. You got Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah. Man Ray.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs.
Who, by the way, I did not realize who Mr. Krabs was, and it made me so mad and I figured it out. What?
You know who Mr. Krabs was?
No, I was like, God damn, that, because I've been watching him on other stuff my whole life, and I was like, son of a bitch, that's Mr. Krabs? Fucking Clancy Brown?
Wow.
Well, because I figured it out, on Billions, because he was on Billions the last two seasons, he's like, he's the Attorney General of the United States, I'm like, oh, now I fucking hear it.
Well, you do know who does Patrick, right?
Well, yeah. Coach. Dauber from Coach. Yeah.
Well, I was
going to
say, it's also, what's his name, Dad, from...
Yeah.
Yeah, Marshmallow.
Yeah, dad, Bill Fagerback. Yeah, he was the assistant on the show Coach. Dauber. But yeah, no, ended up being Marshall's dad, which was the better role, even though Dauber's on his tomb. Actually, no, Patrick would be on his tombstone now, but Dauber would be a close second.
Yeah.
Because people forget, Coach was huge.
Yep.
It was. It was. But, it was bananas. It was like a Saturday morning cartoon show from, the 70s, because, they'd have, the live-action stuff, too, and it just, it was meant to look terrible in some spots.
Yeah.
And then go out of water, and it's like a sponge on a stick.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like SpongeBob. It just, I don't know, for whatever reason, the other one just, I watched them more.
Yeah.
It was a volume.
No, I get it. It was just, for me, it was just, a nostalgia. That's, the first thing I think about, dude. Like I said, when I watch it with my neighbors. And...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's easy
and
to...
And the whole, like I said, the seasons, 2 and 3, they would just the random stuff they would do, zoom in, on the character, and they would look all weird, mm-hmm. It was so funny. I don't know.
Well, I think that's another thing, too, is that since it's still going...
That's true.
That's easy to connect with.
God, over 20 years now, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
I think the first... It came out in 99,
if I'm not sure. Yeah, 99. It's the first episode was, right after, the Kids' Choice Awards that year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. Alright, did you guys get yours?
Yeah, I mean, I said earlier my number one was Ren Stimpy. Huh. My wife's number one was All Real Monsters.
Okay, and I got Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm hoping the Rocko's Modern Life movie pans out. When the All Real Are You Afraid of the Dark reboot comes on Nickelodeon, which I've heard good things about. They showed like a sizzle reel of it. I'm like, oh, it actually looks good. We'll do the live-action Nickelodeon list. That way we can include the All That's of the world.
There we go. The Kenan and Kells.
And Kenan, don't worry, they'll be there. Yeah. They'll be... Apparently they rebooted All That, and I haven't heard it from my nieces whether or not it's good.
Yeah, I think it just started,
And Kenan's a producer on it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Keep getting them checks, Kenan.
Someone's got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, we can say he's the most successful person to come out of Nick, right?
Yep. Yeah. No, dude, Amanda Bynes.
Well, almost.
Yeah.
Almost, but the stock cratered. Keenan's been consistent. Keenan's been almost been on...
Amanda Bynes didn't go crazy.
Damn. That's such a bummer, because, I will say this, she really could have had, a good run.
Yeah.
She's fantastic at Easy A and Hairspray.
Yeah.
She really had good comic timing. It just, damn, I don't know what was going on with her.
Drugs.
Maybe. I heard she also just had bad parents.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But, so you'll get to have those, and whatever, your Alex Max, your Mystery Files of Shelby Woos if you want to, whatever.
Nice.
But that'll be in October. I'm sure Are You Afraid of the Dark will be on all ours, because that show fucking owned.
Yeah.
But, we'll get there. So next week, you'll have your report from Cowboys Camp, which I'm excited for.
I'm hoping. If everything pans out, we should be going.
Yeah, good. And just say, try to get a player, hey man, I have a podcast, you want to say something real quick?
Yeah.
Look, anything for the clicks. It can't just be Nick O'Connor out there downloading our podcast every week. Shout out to Nick goddamn O'Connor.
You're the real MVP.
You are the real MVP. You found our show without us advertising it. Yeah.
Through the grapevine of grapevines.
Hey, whatever, man. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Can I give a random shout out?
Go ahead.
I just saw what you just posted right now.
Go ahead.
I just saw shout out to Danny Craig.
Oh, yeah.
In an overturned car in Silmar. I saw that you posted that, and I was wow, this guy, freaking action star, movie star, and just out there saving babies.
I know, what's he doing? So what are you doing in Silmar, Trejo? You're machete.
I think he lives out there, because I had a customer tell me that he
He lives in Sylmar?
Well, I have a customer that...
That's keeping it real, man.
Yeah. Wow. He told me about this car show at San Fernando.
What?
I said he probably owns, one block of the whole street.
Well, hey, yeah, one of my customers told me about a car show that's going on at San Fernando High School.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, Danny Trejo is always there, and, like, George Lopez. So I don't know if they grew up out here or what.
George Lopez is North... Lopez is Northridge, because, like, Northridge comes up a lot on the George Lopez... That's where they live, in the George Lopez show, and I think in other stuff, it's like...
Wait, are you sure he wasn't just born there? I thought he was raised in the Valley.
Maybe. I mean, I just know Northridge is a big thing with George Lopez, so that's probably it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if he lives out here, or has family that lives out here, so...
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, good for Trejo, being a good Samaritan.
Yeah, machete.
I still want to try his tacos and his donuts. They're amazing.
I passed by his... shop in Woodland Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Woodland Hills?
Oh, there's one in Woodland Hills.
Oh, cool. All right, I'm gonna make a pilgrimage. Yeah. I'm sure next week we'll get a couple trailers, and I'm sure they'll announce more stuff for Disney, because Disney just keeps owning everything.
Yeah. You're the Disney.
Like I said, next week...
You're the mouse.
I'm sure I'll be talking about Glow Season 3. I'm very excited for that.
We can finally talk about Stranger Things.
Yeah, we'll finally talk about Stranger Things Season 3 after no one cares anymore.
That's why I'm here, all right? To watch shows after they're out of the spotlight, to bring them back in.
You're a bad content farmer. I'll talk about Succession's season premiere. And then next week... I forgot to mention. For what's good, I rewatched the second season of Vice Principals. Because the Righteous Gemstones is coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
It
looks so good.
And I was like, I for some reason, just like had a mental block. Like, what happened on... How did Vice Principals end? I was like... Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, really? You forgot it? Yeah.
I kind of forgot. I was like, none of this looks familiar. And then I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm hoping Righteous Gemstones is up to that caliber. But yeah, next week's top five list will be best wrestling entrances of all time.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
That's going to be fun. Like, fire up the YouTube, because, you know. All right. So thank you for coming back, Mondo. We've missed you.
I miss you guys, too.
Say goodnight, Wes. And real quick before we go, I just want to also say a happy birthday to my dad. All right, see you guys next week. Thank you.